I'd like to thank longtime listener Angie of Valencia for calling to our attention Ian Cummins, who is here now. Good morning, Ian.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for hanging on for a little bit.
Ian
is really doing a great thing. I had the chance to read the full story is presented on the website about Ian's brother, Ryan. Ryan, just a remarkable person, a bright light full of intelligence and inquiry and energy, began to develop some issues of depression and some difficult to treat mental illness, and sadly took his own life. And Ian, I first of all, my sympathy.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you think of your brother constantly, and I really appreciate you sharing his story the way you did. I think we've linked to the website, and I'll post it on our Facebook page too. I think it's really eloquently written, and I think it's important that people see those stories as they are.
Thank you. And I know with the website, when I decided to write everything on here, I'd wrote up under the tab called My Brother just a brief, you know, background of who he was, and just it had a summary and outline of his life. And I ended up doing this about I had a rough draft kind of typed up about a week after he passed away. It seemed my thoughts, my emotions, everything seemed to be very heightened at the moment that I wrote this. So it really comes straight from my heart, is how I feel.
Now, he died, I'm trying to remember, was he about 20?
Yeah, he was 20 exactly. He had just celebrated his 20th birthday, October 22nd, and 2 weeks later, he took his life.
And how many years apart are the two of you?
Well, I'll be 23 in April. We're about 2.5 years apart.
Wow. Now, what Ian is doing is, and I think you're getting ready to start, right?
It's called 7/7. What is today? The 22nd. So 6 days I'll be departing.
Okay, and it's called Ian Walks America. And Ian, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Dormont.
Okay.
Over here in South Hills.
So were you raised there?
I was. I've born and raised here in Dormont. Same house all my life.
Okay, so a Keystone Oaks student?
Keystone Oaks alumni, yes, sir.
Okay. So tell me about the walk that you're doing. And if you are involved or concerned, you know, about trying to raise awareness for issues of mental health, not exclusively those leading to suicide, but any issue of mental health. Ian's doing a remarkable thing here. Tell me about what you have planned.
Well, soon after Ryan had passed, for a long time, I'd always wanted to do a cross-country trip of some kind, just go coast to coast and just see what I see all my surroundings and see what it would be like. So I thought to myself at one point a couple of years ago, you know, maybe I'd like to drive across. And I said, you know what? I could see more if I biked across. And I thought again. And a couple of years ago, I thought, you know, what would be really cool is to walk across the United States and not have any sort of support from a car or any kind of vehicle, just my feet in a backpack. And I had thought of this idea a number of years ago, but I started working down at Mercy Hospital in Pittsburgh as a registered nurse down there, and I kind of put the idea on the back burner and said, you know, I'll work for a while, finish up another degree, and then I'll do the walk. Well, when the morning of November the 9th came around and we found out that Ryan had taken his life, it seemed, after the initial shock of that, I already started thinking about, you know, this walk came back up again. It just came through my mind, and I thought to myself, now's the time I have to do this. And at first it was me thinking, you know, I can do this walk to be able to grieve for myself. There's so many personal benefits to doing this. Clear my mind, be in touch a little bit better with my spiritual life, and just kind of reflect on everything that happened. But after a little bit of thinking, I thought, you know, there's still people out there who, like Ryan, are suffering on a day-to-day basis with suicidal thoughts. And it struck me as, you know, I can use this walk to hope maybe help these people who are suffering. And even the family members who have lost somebody to suicide, or family members who have another member of their family suffering with some sort of mental illness, maybe I can benefit these people. And I thought of ways that I could benefit these individuals, and I'm thinking, you know, what can I do? I don't suffer like they do. And I don't really know how to relate to that, because I can't say that I too suffer with the same feelings. So it's hard to relate on that level. But knowing Ryan, he's the person that they can relate to, I hope. And what the purpose of my walk across the country is going to be is that I want to use this walk to share his story. And by sharing his story, you know, it's going to be a very, very simple mission that I don't plan on, you know, sharing. I could spend my whole walk sharing statistics and facts that we know about suicide as part of my mission to kind of fight back on the problem. But I think just using his story is powerful enough to bring people who may be suffering forward, to bring them kind of out of the shadows and have them share their own stories, so that we may kind of move into the future of understanding mental illness, suicide as a whole.
Yeah, I was just about to ask if you think you'll be collecting stories along the way too. And it sounds like that's part of the plan. So your journey starts in 6 days. Do you have a way that we can follow you to kind of, or will you be blogging?
Yeah. So on the website I made about a month or two, or 2 months ago, ianwalksamerica.com, I'll be posting. Every day what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to make a video. The camera that I have makes pretty good videos, so each day I'll make a video where I'm at, talk about my day, kind of do a little bit of reflection, and I'll post the video on the website. And it'll be under a tab called State Blogs. I have everything organized for every state that I'll be in, so anything that happens in that state will be posted under that segment. And along with the blogs, I'll be doing, you know, Twitter entries whenever I can, posting to Facebook, just giving people an idea where I'm at. And I'll also have an interactive map on the website that each town that I go through, I'll add a marker to it, so you'll be able to see exactly the fine details of where I'm going to be at.
This is a great website, Ian, and you're also a very good writer. I'm looking through a few links that I didn't get a chance to look at previously, and I'd really encourage you. It's ianwalksamerica.com. I just posted it at our Facebook page, too, and you can learn about how Ian's preparing for the walk, what kind of equipment and clothing he's bringing along, and how you can support the walk, too. He's also linked to resources that can give you more information about mental health as well as suicide. Ian, I don't know if there's a way to do this, but if you would like to check in any way, we could even set up a way for you to just leave some voicemails or let us know, and we can talk about that, you know, sometime between now and when you go. We'd be honored to help you spread the word.
Yeah, and I too would be very honored, and thank you very much. That would be great.
So please, it's ianwalksamerica.com in celebration of Ryan. And I'll tell you, you really, your brother, I felt like I knew your brother after reading your description about his short life. He just seems like a remarkable guy.
And that's just how I feel about him. He was whether his life was 20 years or 90 years, just how he lived those 20 years, just he was able to touch so many individuals. And I know towards the end of his life, he said, you know, I feel like I'm a burden on people. I feel like there's really no point for me to be here when I'm just burdening everybody. And my father jokes, and I guess it's sort of a dark humor, but he says, Ryan, the burden wasn't when you were living. It's now that you're gone, because you had such a strong influence on everybody around you. And just he had so much he was able to convey so much positivity to people that he surrounded himself with, yet he wasn't able to do the same for himself. And that's really, really hard to see. But just remembering that, you know, he was suffering. There was something in his mind that wasn't wired normal. Mm-hmm. And remembering that, you know, you're able to see the person beneath the illness. And I think that's kind of the stigma that surrounds mental illness, is that we often use the word, whenever you hear the word mental illness, and so you see somebody who's suffering with one, you suddenly forget who the person is, and you just base that person off of what they're suffering with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult, because our mind is what makes us who we are. And when something's wrong with that, suddenly we see this person completely differently.
Well, Ian, thank you for taking time to be with us today. And please keep in touch. We'll figure out a way that we can do so during the journey. And ianwalksamerica.com is the website. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That's Ian Cummins. And it's ianwalksamerica.com. Ken Riegel is going to be with us in a moment. Partly sunny today. High 52 degrees tomorrow.